Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews-Acome. So let's get started.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Side Hustle Pro podcast. It's Nikayla here, back with another video episode. We have been going strong, so make sure you're checking these out on YouTube. And today in the guest chair, we have a really special episode with media mogul Nicole Kay. Nicole, welcome to the guest chair.
Hi. I'm glad you invited me on because this was my list of podcasts I really wanted to do. It was. And I was so like...
I'm so glad you accepted. You know, you were one of my entrepreneur sheroes. And, you know, I think I was probably in my early podcast days, like intimidated to reach out, like, oh, I'll wait till, you know, I got some more interviews under my belt. So it's so good to finally have you here. Now, I want to dive into your bio just a little bit for those who don't know Nicole. So Nicole is a true media mogul. In 2015, she did the unexpected when she took a leap of faith and shut down her celebrity gossip blog, Nicole Bitchy, after a successful 7-year run and launched a women's empowerment and lifestyle platform, XO Nicole. XO Nicole is a thriving community which inspires millions of women to become the best versions of themselves. I love the content. It features everything from career to relationship, beauty, travel, wellness. And it's kind of like a area where you just gather with your girlfriends. Like me and my friends are constantly sharing articles like, what do y'all think about this? And actually, less than 2 years after launching XO Nicole, it caught the eye of Hollywood film producer Will Packer. And in 2017, the site was acquired by Will Packer Media. Now, today, Nicole, who is the former editor-in-chief of XO Nicole, you know, the founder, she's moved into a new role and she has repurposed her talents in her new venture, My Happy Flow, which is aimed to empower Black women to become the CEO of their menstrual health. Her own transformation from debilitating periods and malnourishment inspires her purpose of helping to eradicate painful and uncomfortable periods and the common reproductive issues such as fibroids, endometriosis, and PCOS that come with them. So the My Happy Flow product line uses plant-based ingredients along with essential vitamins to support hormonal balance and healthier pain-free periods. So Nicole, I think this is such a natural evolution for you, and I'm just so inspired by all that you do. And today we have to talk about the pivot. We have to talk about how important it is to know that you can reinvent yourself as many times as you need to in this life. You are not tied to one idea. You are not tied to one business that you came up with 10 years ago. All right. But let's start off by talking about, can you remember where you were and what mental space you were in when you decided to create the Nicole Bitchy blog? Like, did that come about on a whim, or did you know it was going to be really, really big?
It's weird because I'm a manifester. So anything I start, for some reason, I know it's going to be really, really big. Like, even this latest brand, I'm like this is going to be this. But when I started Nicole Bitchy, I was in a place in my life where let me go back and just say, I grew up, the first Black woman I ever saw in a powerful position was Oprah. And that kind of gave me an idea of what I could be one day. And it'll make sense as you go back and look. I'm the founder of a media platform. But going into the celebrity gossip thing, it was during a time where I had lost both of my parents. I was staying in a small town in Maryland, living in my aunt's guest room. I had no money. I mean, the IRS had just came and swiped like the last of my $200 that I had, froze my bank account. Like, it was one of those things where it was like, you know, you're at rock bottom, so there's nowhere else to go but up from there. And during that time, I knew the only jobs in my small town would be Walmart or the pickle plant. And so I launched a blog as kind of something to keep my mind busy during the day. And I'm the type of person, after I start something, if I see like some traction, and the traction was literally like 10 people, but you couldn't tell me, I wasn't doing it with 10 people starting, you know, and commenting and things. Once I see traction, I start planning. Like, oh, well, if I have 10 people now, how can I get to 100? How can I get to 1,500? How can I get to 1,000,000? And so I remember after about 2 weeks of the consistent blogging and seeing it getting traction, that I sat down and wrote out a whole like strategy and goals for myself within that next 6 months. Like, how many, at the time, I believe, was it with social media? Now, MySpace was phasing out. Facebook was still around. And Twitter was starting. So I started you know, kind of trying to plot out where I wanted to be. And so that's kind of the beginning phases of Nicole Bitchy. It was born out of time in my life where I was very low vibe. It wasn't a lot going on in my life. And so I was entertained by celebrities at the time, you know, so that was the mind frame I was in when I first launched that site.
And yeah, a lot of people, right, where like celebrity culture sells. But what's interesting about this first pivot that you made is, for many people, when you see success, and that strategy you talked about obviously worked because your site took off.
Yeah.
When people see success and when they start earning that kind of money and seeing that kind of traction, it's almost like, even if they want to leave, they're like, I can't. How can I walk away from this? And what can you share with the Side Hustle Pro audience that can help people who are looking to make a change and they're just kind of holding on because the perks are good, the money's good, the free food at work is good, and they know in their heart, though, that they want to move away? How did you know when it was time to leave?
For me, I always say, if it costs you your peace, it's too expensive. And so for, you know, after a certain amount of time, it was so toxic. Like, you know, the people I attracted into my life were toxic. Like, every single thing was toxic. Having to go out in public but not know if someone was, like, looking and wanted to do something to me. I don't know if people know this, but I moved every year during my time celebrity gossip. And I don't mean up the street. I mean, I went from Atlanta to Miami to New York to LA. It was like I was on the run. I was on the run. And it's crazy because there is this video I posted on my Instagram. I saw it on Vlad TV's Instagram. And there's a private investigator for Rihanna and Chris Brown that was on there. And he's actually boasting about the fact that he showed up at my house in Atlanta, you know, unannounced. Like,
what?
Yeah. So when
they were coming after you,
like, they wanted information for something. Right. He showed up at my house one day, and I was just like, so just that type of lifestyle. And I knew, again, my sister would say sometimes to me, do you want to be Oprah or do you want to be a Jerry Springer? And I didn't want to be Jerry Springer. I didn't. You know what I mean? So it got to a place where I started thinking, what would Oprah do? And Oprah wouldn't be doing this celebrity. She started, you know, doing celebrity stuff and news, right. But she really got big when she started interviewing regular people and highlighting their very empowering stories and overcoming, and she's crying on stage with them and, you know, really
so
bringing
true.
Absolutely. And so once I realized that, I was like, I have to move on for this. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, because like you said, when you go from dead broke to now, like, money is just rolling in. I could pick up and get on a plane at any time to go anywhere, ate at all the restaurants, flew around the world, at all the events. How do you leave such a amazing, or what people from the outside look at as such an amazing right. lifestyle? And one thing that people will deal with is almost like, who am I to not appreciate where God placed me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've always dreamed about this.
yeah.
And so I think it's more of like, when you start daydreaming about doing something else every single day, it got to the point where I was daydreaming about just being on an island serving ice cream every day.
Wow.
When you get to that place, that's when you know yep. it's time to make your pivot.
And you're so right, because I've worked at companies where, you know, it's considered like just like such a great company, just so awesome. Like, people are like vying to get roles there. And so, but I've seen people who've been there 7, 10, you know, 15 years, and they are afraid. They're afraid to start over. And also it feels like, where can I go from here? And I want anyone listening to know, like, you have no idea what's on the other side of that decision. Like, and there are going to be low points, which we'll talk about next. So what happened next? Once you decided to make that decision, was it abrupt? Did you pull the plug abruptly? Or did you like, okay, let me stack a little more. Let me stack 6 months worth of money and then leave.
Girl, it took me like 6. I was in business 7 years. It took me like 5. I knew very early on, like, you know, I was just depressed all the time, very unhealthy.
Yeah.
But I think what happened is I finally got the guts to move to Arizona.
Okay.
And, you know, it's away from entertainment. I kept being in entertainment capitals, but Arizona I knew would isolate me a bit and allow my transition to be a bit smoother. And so I moved to Arizona in 2014, and I got linked up with a lady by the name of Latoya Shambo. She was working at Complex at the time, but on the side, she was kind of helping people transition in their businesses and things. And so it was almost like she was my accountability partner. She was like, what's your date? I was like, July, I forgot what it was supposed to be, July something.
Yeah.
We picked the date. And
I feel like I heard you say July 27th, because, you know, I had to stalk your life.
Well, it was. I did it on July 2nd, but I don't think that was the original date. I think I woke up on the morning of July 2nd, and I was like, and it was Essence weekend. I said, I'm not blogging through another BET Awards, another Essence. I was like, this letter is going up today.
Wow.
Like, that, you know how you walk into a job, and you're like, I quit. I know y'all gonna be mad, but I quit.
Did you have EXO Nicole as a vision at that point? How long after doing that did you start EXO Nicole?
I definitely knew I was gonna transition into EXO Nicole. So again, with Latoya Shambo, we had a plan, you know, what is the date we're gonna close this, and then what's next? So I called her like, girl, it's done, but I felt like I had to keep my audience. So I knew, I was like, we have to launch EXO Nicole really fast while they keep coming to the site hoping I'm gonna come back. Because the site had strong numbers even when I closed it down. People were hitting it every day. Like, I know she playing.
Wow.
So I went into overdrive, and I really hate that I did that, because I didn't have time to just relax and figure out who I was. It's like I closed the brand and I scrambled putting a staff in place to launch another one within 6 weeks. I literally launched EXO Nicole 6 weeks after Nicole Bitchy.
That is crazy.
Crazy when I think about it. And let me tell you, I launched this new site, and I'm so focused on content that I didn't even have a plan of how that site was going to make money. Like, So, you know, I have all this it takes so much more staff because now there's all these contributors. There's a managing right. editor of the site, editors, like all these different people that I wasn't really expecting was going to cost me a lot of money. Like with Nicole Bitchy, we had like maybe two or three writers. That's it. and so I'm looking at the monthly expense of this site and it's like 20K, 30K. And I'm like, there's that money going out, but not coming in. And I mean, I ran out of money really quick. Like my savings, I had never seen money just disappear so quickly.
So that underscores the importance of having a plan when you come up with this idea to reinvent yourself. Because I mean, all of us can relate to maybe not having a new business that, you know, you're bleeding money from, but starting out thinking, okay, I'm going to do this new thing and it not going exactly how we planned at all. And just being like, what am I going to do now? So with your old site, was it that your content was so good you could just have up the banners and all of that? Like,
man, Google ads was off the chain. Yeah. Like Google ads in itself was like 20-25K a month. And then we were selling advertising. My sister was selling advertising for me. and then we also had all these other things going on. So very like not as much of a hustle as I didn't know if I launched this media company, we'd have to go out and get RFPs. Like these companies that have these big dollars to know that we exist and send us requests for proposals. And like, I didn't know anything about advertising in that regard. And I'm glad I was naive and knew nothing about the business because I wouldn't have did it if I knew how much work that I was stepping into. And sometimes that's the good part about it.
I know you said you didn't think through like the plan, but what at some point you had to think of, okay, how I want to start this site and it's going to make money. Well, how did you think it was going to make money?
I'm very optimistic. I thought maybe the Google ads was going to hit or something. And it's funny because it's almost like, so my server bill for Nicole Bitchy was probably $3,000, $3,500 a month. But XO Nicole wasn't getting the same amount of traffic as Nicole Bitchy. So it's like you go through a divorce, but you keep the house. Like, why am I paying this
got a downside
bill for this house? Like, I went about 12 months later after I paid all this money, I downsized to like a $500 server. But it's little things that if I had thought it through, it's like, okay, we're going to downgrade the server. We're going to, you know, save money and cut costs here or there. I mean, when I say I knew nothing about business, launching XO Nicole, a media company.
So what have you learned now? So for those who are listening who have started a platform, a media platform, a website, what they're hoping to gain traffic, you know, in this age where everyone's on Instagram and getting their news from tweets, what have you learned about, you know, successfully building a company like XO Nicole?
I learned you definitely have to know all the ins and outs. And I should have known that. I worked in radio, and to get the job in radio, I made sure I interned in every single department. Like I would intern in promotion, sales, on air. I knew how to do everything in that station by the time I got hired, because I was like, somebody's gonna hire me, so I'm gonna learn every aspect. Well, the way XO Nicole runs as a media company is exactly how that radio station runs. It starts with sales. It goes from sales to promotions. It eventually makes its way on air, which is the same as editorial. But it did not click to me until maybe 3 years ago that, wait a minute, the same thing that was happening in radio is the same way you can run your site. It's exactly the same.
So when it comes to making money, when it comes to getting traffic for empowerment and news articles that aren't about gossip, you know, what are your tips for getting that traffic, for getting people to actually visit the actual site and to engage with this content so that you can build a platform that you can make sales and you can build brand partnerships for?
Well, I will say today, like, content creators are becoming their own media companies, but in a different way. Sometimes I'm like, I could just be a content creator or influencer. Like, why am I running this?
Girl, I think about that all the time. Like, why am I just?
What am I doing? I want to manage all the people. Like, I didn't sign up to manage all the people or that. And so I do want to say that, like, I am a blogger that just did not know what I was stepping into. And it was not until, like, my site got acquired. That's when I really was, like, imposter syndrome stepped in. Because I was like, oh, I'm about to mess up these people's money. Like, I'm about to be found out. Like,
They don't know. Like, I did a really good deck, a really good sponsorship acquisition story. But,
man, I just now probably this year have breathe a sigh of relief. I was just filled with anxiety for the first 3 years of the acquisition. I just signed a new contract last year. My contract for Willpacker Media was only, so I sold the site and I signed on as the editor-in-chief for a three-year contract. So in my mind, I was like, maybe I'll retire at the age of 40, because my contract would end a week or two after I turned 40. But those years just trying to prove that they made the right decision on betting on me. And so when I say, and I think a lot of Black women are relate to this, we overwork ourselves in the workplace because we're trying to prove that we belong there, that we deserve the salary we negotiated, that we deserve the position that we got promoted into. And so we overfill our plates to the point where we're burned out and overworking. And I was doing all the things in 2019. I was the podcast host, editor, producer. I produced two or three events for Exo Nicole. I didn't bring in an outside production company.
Wow.
We had this big event, Elevate Her, with over 1,000 people. It was like a conference mixed with a festival, mixed with a marketplace.
Yeah.
And I did not bring in a production company. I didn't even know it was a possibility. and, you know, the pajamas and lipstick, girls night ends. And
was that part of the proposal too? Like, was that part of what you kind of promised Willpacker Media? Like, we're going to build out these different arms?
Yeah, we're going to, you know, probably do podcasts and events and make it like just more than the editor. We knew when I came to them, we didn't have really much to sell for the sales team to sell. So when we're in advertising meetings, we're getting compared to maybe an Essence. They have Essence Fest. They have Black Women in Hollywood dinners. You know, they have all these little events that advertisers can buy into. And Exo Nicole just had a website. We didn't have any other brand extensions. And of course, media was blossoming and growing. It was way more than editorial. That's why so many print magazines were closing down, because we had to learn to reach people in new ways. So I gave Willpacker Media a 15-page vision, Exo Nicole vision, and I outlined what our current challenges was without the money and what I would do with the money, like the sales team, bringing in a sales team because we didn't have one. And I had a clear vision. That's what sold them on. They just wanted me to come and work for them as an EIC of a site that they were launching. They saw my vision, and the conversation turned to, why don't we buy this site and let her live out her vision, her dream. Mm-hmm. So that was amazing. But going back to your question, for someone, I hate that you're like, for someone that wants to have a media First step, just don't do that. First of all, I need everyone to to identify their zone of genius. And mind that I'm very creative, and I love marketing and strategy. But when I got acquired and this company became a media company, I spent most of my time doing business stuff that I did. That's not my zone of genius. Obviously, it's not my zone of genius. But that's not my zone of genius. And so I was, you know, doing a lot of I was HR, you know, every other month I'm hiring somebody new, the paperwork, the figuring out their salaries, and I woke up one day so miserable, and I'm like, people are looking at me like I'm living, like I felt like even when I would go to the retreats, you know, my leaks retreats, we were just talking about my leaks retreats, and I'm supposed to be like so happy and people are happy to see me. But I looked at some of my peers and I'm like, they out here able to have their fun because they set their life off right.
I looked at a lot of people and I'm like, that's where I need to get to. Like, I'm happy and everything like that, but I see people at a level of leisure.
When I say leisure,
freedom, like not thinking about their business at all.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm at that place now because I've established boundaries in my business and I've hired the right people. It took me a long time, but I had to literally hire, you know, a great person over my sales team. And then she started taking in a leadership role and started bringing in people under her. And then I built up the social media team and the editorial. So they don't need a lot of input from me. So it's my biggest mistake at first was I was hiring fans. I was hiring people because of their love for the brand.
Tell me more about that.
I would like...
Wait, say that again. So what do you mean?
I was hiring fans. I was hiring like people who were huge fans of me or the brand. Like, and I love their enthusiasm for the brand. But now I'm micromanaging because they didn't have the skills. So I'm like, oh, just since you're so passionate about the brand, I can always teach you the skills. I just love that you're passionate about the brand. No, you hire people... like that whole saying about hire people that know more than you do. Yeah. It's so true because you want to always continue to learn as well. And so think about me coming from a space where I've never worked for a publishing company ever. I've never worked for a digital publication ever. I should be hiring people that have had roles in those digital publications that I look up to. And so that's what happened with the girl who's over, phenomenal woman who used to be my right-hand man over my sales team. She was at Essence for a long time. So she knew the ins and outs of how every department worked because she assisted someone very high up there. And so she was able to restructure our sales department. She was able to help us launch our newsletter. She was able to help us help with the events. And then she was able to bring in other people who have worked in other media companies or publications. And now we are running like a brand should run. But it took a good 4 or 5 years for us to get there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at OnePeloton.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Now that you have transitioned over to your third brand, tell us us more about how that transition worked. Like, are you still doing EXO Nicole, or are you completely stepping away from being in a day-to-day role there and just able to shift towards your new brand and priority?
Well, I'm definitely currently interviewing for the EIC role at EXO Nicole. I definitely want someone to come in and help me with the vision I have for the brand. So I'm still in the role. I kind of moved more into focusing on our brand extensions, like our events and things like that, and making sure they're really big for next year, 2022. Of course, we got a setback because of the pandemic.
Of course.
But my zone of genius is the video content and the events. Like, I have an event coming up Thursday because I do things like that's my zone of genius right there. Now that I'm clear of what my zone of genius is, I believe that it's the book, The Big Leap. You should be spending at least 70% of your time in your zone of genius. And that's where your happiness lies. You know, you don't get burned out by the business. I think some people jump into entrepreneurship and they feel like they went from, you know, 9 to 5 to 24/7, and you know, now the customers are their bosses, the audience are their bosses, and and it's not as much freedom as they originally thought.
Talk to us a little bit more about this zone of genius. So you keep mentioning that when you say like video content, are you actually producing it? Because
I went to school. So people don't know that I went to school for television and film. I thought I was going to be the next Mara Brockakill. So I knew I was going to be doing, coming up with neat video concepts. There's a video concept I came up with for EXO Nicole called Man Crave. And it was like a very raw look into men and how they felt about love and those type of things, you know? And it did so well. Like, the audience loved it. And so I was always thinking of different creative ideas to bring to the brand. Like, that was fun to me, going out on sets of some of Will's films and getting the behind the scenes. And of course, again, Pajamas and Lipstick and Girls Night In that we do. We actually were supposed to go to 4 cities in 2020, and then the pandemic happened. Going and seeing these grown women that they might have kids at home, or we don't know what their situation is with at home with their husband or whatever, but they come out that night amongst other women and have an amazing time talking about love and sex and all types of things. So that's what like makes me feel like when I see people at our events and the way they're engaging with each other, I feel purposeful. Like, okay, you know.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel that when you're actually able to touch someone who receives value from your content and your brand, there's nothing like that feeling.
Because
especially when you have something that's virtual, that's online, it's like you're not seeing the reader. You're not seeing that person day in and day out. But then when you have an event and you can reach out and touch, like, that just keeps you going. Now, did you also hire, we talked about you being HR, but did you hire like a HR service at some point?
I'm still HR. I'm still HR. You know, I haven't graduated from HR. I was like, I mean, I've said a couple of times, I do not want to be spending my time interviewing and putting out job calls. That's not what I signed up for. Like, I've said it so many times this year.
Look into this, though. I've got a lot of people.
This is not part of the ad. This is such an organic, anyway, moving right along. Now, I need to know how you start a whole other business in a completely different market while working so hard at EXO Nicole. Like, how do you do this?
Yeah, so the brand you're talking about is My Happy Flow. It's a plant-based PMS relief and hormonal balance supplement. And it's funny because when I started telling people I was going to launch this, the people that knew me was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense to you. Now, I know when the general public, it gets out, they're like, what? How did she get? But people who know me know that I'm very into holistic health. I'm very, you know, I lost both of my parents at the age of 41 and 42, and I have no living grandparents, and all of their deaths were from health issues, so, or health complications, like preventable if we had the education. And so when I was 35 and going through my transition from Nicole Bitchy to Exo Nicole, I started taking health a little bit more serious, because I was, back then in the Nicole Bitchy days, I was the most unhealthiest ever. Like, I was extremely dehydrated. My periods were irregular, and when they did come, they were super painful. And I just wasn't taking care of myself. And I think I went to a doctor, and at the time I didn't know they were holistic, but they couldn't take my heart rate. And they were like, we need to do blood work, like, now. Like, are you, the nurse actually was joking, but kind of not, like, girl, are you alive? But when I came back, the doctor was kind of trying to tell me in so many words, if you keep this up, you're going to have an early death like your parents. And that was a wake-up call for me. And so when I was out in Arizona, I got into holistic health and all the things. And I actually, when Will came to approach me about me coming to work with him, at the time I told him no, because I was studying for my holistic nutrition certificate. So I knew I was going to go into holistic health from the start. And it got side-railed when I decided to grow Exo Nicole under the Will Packer Media umbrella. Yeah. So, yeah, I've, you know, it came back around. The opportunity came back around for me again this year, and I was like, I'm going to do it. And the name came to me immediately, My Happy Flow. Yeah. It's incredible how many, I feel like there's so much information on Black women bossing up in their careers. And it's so, you know, we do the conferences, we do all that, we read the books, we take the coaching programs, but I've noticed a lot of Black women are very disempowered when it comes to their health, and they know nothing about their menstrual cycles or what's going on, but at least, you know, 80 to 90% of them are dealing with period pains, they're dealing with fibroids, they're dealing with PCOS, super, like, it's almost like it's shame around it, and so it's not until you might bring it up, I bring it up all the time because this is what I do now, that you hear me too, or this is what I have going on. Or I've even heard boss women tell me, you know, I've had 3 or 4 transfusions, or, you know, I just got 30 fibroids removed. And I'm like, it's so common that it's like, why aren't we getting in rooms and talking about this, like, in the same way we feel comfortable enough to get in rooms and talk about bossing up. So that's what my hope is for this new brand. We're about to start doing monthly virtual happy hours where we bring women together to, we're going to talk about these periods and what's going on. And what you're in, and if they're painful. The reason why this is, I'm so passionate about this, because if you have a painful period, it means you have a hormonal imbalance and you have a increased risk for fibroids, PCOS, endometriosis, etc. So I wanted anyone that listens to this to be clear, a painful, your period shouldn't be painful. That's not normal, but they taught us that it was when, from the time we had it. And so if you do have it, it means that you are at an increased risk to get fibroids or, you know, other reproductive health issues.
And it's funny you mentioned that to the outside world, it might look random, like, what? How do you go from this to this? But we saw that. I mean, anyone who is truly a fan of your brand, we saw when you got really, really serious about your health, when you were competing in fitness competitions and you just had that, you could tell that you were very, very intentional about what you're putting into your body, learning about, you know, how your body responds to different inputs and things like that. So that I actually thought was a natural transition. I was like, oh, look at the dots connecting. You know, they say, you can, what is that famous Steve Jobs quote? You can only connect the dots looking backwards.
And when you said it in the intro, I was like, okay, she's really a follower of me. When you said this makes sense for you. Because and it was, it made sense, because for 2 years women would be DMing me and I would tell them what to go and take, and they'd come back with they'd come back a month later and say, oh shoot, my period came, there's no pain, no cramping, no bloating. And so after collecting all of these testimonials, I was like, why am I directing them to a brand? I don't know who the founder is. I don't know if they're for Black women. I don't even know if they care about Black women. How can I, you know, create a brand and repackage these ingredients in a way that will make Black women want to take them and we can start healing holistically? Because yes. I think when most go to the doctor and they have painful periods, they're given the option to take birth control. And what a lot of people don't know is that birth control does contribute to the hormonal imbalance. It just overloads your body with more estrogen if it's hormonal. So I feel like the more education, the more little happy hour events we do where, hey, we gonna kiki, but we gonna make it fun, but we're gonna talk about your menstrual health and we're gonna give you the facts and the stats and we're gonna tell you what you need to be asking your doctor for, what tests you need to be asking for at the doctor. I always tell Black women to ask for a hormone test, always. The more we know, the more we're gonna be able to be empowered when we go to these doctors and to be able to advocate for ourselves. So I'm super excited. I feel like this is about to change the world in a way that I can't even grasp right now. But yeah.
No, I'm very excited for you. And I'm rooting for you. And I think you even gave me some tips on Twitter one time. And I was like, oh, I haven't thought about that. When you said the opportunity presented itself, so was this in the form of a partner reaching out to you? Like, how did the actual development of your first product come to be?
I always hear B from the Honeypot say something came to her in a dream. You know,
the ancestor. Yes,
it kind of happened the same way for me. I kept seeing triple numbers: 222-444-555-333. And I was like, I thought I was in a Jordan Peele movie. And so I went and bought it. I was like, these ancestors is trying to get through to me. So I went and brought a notebook. And I locked myself in the house on a Sunday. I remember it. And I just said, write down whatever comes to you. And the idea for the name of the company, the everything came, like, flowed off the page. Wow. Like, I believe in, like, you know, your ancestors watching over you and that type of thing. And I remember calling a friend and telling her the stats of Black women that dealt with fibroids. And I was like, you have to do this with me. And I told her, and I was very passionate about it. And she had already released the supplement line. But I was like, this is my calling. God just, it came to me and this is my calling. And so that's how it happened. And I could tell I was in alignment because things happened so quickly. We had the sample within 2 weeks. We found a manufacturer here in Georgia. We found a fulfillment center here in Georgia. We found an investor, like, rather quickly. And I was like, and then we went on, we did a period survey first. So I did this much different than the transition from Nicole Bitchy to Exo Nicole.
In what way?
Right. This one, I was like, is there a market for this? Let's do a survey. And of course, 90% of the women that filled out the survey, over 1,200 women, had painful periods. And then it's like, okay, we see it. And then when you ask, would you buy a product like if it would help take this away? Absolutely. So we knew it was a market fit. The second thing we did was we did a pre-order in June. And we thought, we had only had it up a few days and sold almost 1,000 bottles. And we were like, okay, there's a market for this. Let's slow it back down, take the pre-order down and set up our business structure. Because the business structure wasn't even set up. And so I'm learning. You're interviewing me in the thick of me getting ready for a launch for a product-based business. And I've been in the media for so long. And it's a whole different ball game. A whole different ball game.
I know. And I am, that's why I'm so intrigued by your pivots. And also, I can't wait to see, you know, and have you back in a few years to see what's the difference, what you've learned with this business, because it is going to be a whole different ballgame. But the fact that you already have an audience and customers who want to purchase, because this is, you know, it is a pain point. What's the saying? People always say that make sure that you're providing a pain reliever and not a vitamin. This is literally a pain reliever.
Absolutely. You know? And I'll say this, like my co-founder last year, she was trying to she's a newlywed and she was trying to have a baby. And she went to the doctor and found out she had a cancerous fibroid that was preventing her pregnancy to happen. And her doctor immediately, this happens to most Black women. The doctor immediately recommended hysterectomy. And this is someone who really wants to have kids. And she was like, no. I know I'm about to go home and do my research.
Yes.
And so
they know Black women. I know so many people, so many of us Black women who have gotten that same advice.
Stay absolutely. That's
second, third, fourth, fifth referrals and opinions.
That's the go-to for Black women. You know, she goes home and I had told her about the two, and I'll say it here, the two ingredients, DIM and I3C. And we have like 9 ingredients in that, but the hero is a supplement called DIM and I3C. And she took those and she went vegan. And within 90 days, she went back to the doctor and her cancerous fibroid was gone. And so in 90 days, like 90, you know, and she gets to keep her uterus. And now she's trying for a kid. And in my mind, when I told her, let's do this together, it's like, if you were able to do this in 90 days and we can let women know this, that there's another option, like, we will change the world. And so
it's like
connecting people with information is so, so critical. That's all I ever hope to do with my podcast.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't take for granted and think like that I know this, so other people must know this, or they'll come across it somehow. No, if you know it, share it. If you know it, help. If you know it, create a solution.
Because they will hopefully pass the word to others. And it's just like you said, spreading knowledge. But I do want to say, I want to bring this up because I do think it's good to be transparent. You know, this is my first business in a partnership.
That's a whole nother, like a few more episodes. We need some follow-up episodes.
And I told her, I said, look, when I do interviews and we do interviews, I think we need to be transparent about how hard this has been. It was hard. It was so hard. And the reason why it's hard, and that's why I want to bring it up on this podcast, because, you know, you could be friends with someone and you're like, well, what does this partnership look like? And you're just throwing out numbers. Like, when we're talking about equity in companies, who's going to get what percent, do your research. Like, you got to consider sweat equity. You got to consider, you know, your audience, you know, the expertise, certifications, whatever you're bringing to the table, it holds weight. And so I think me and her just talked about percents for all of like 30 seconds because we were friends. We're like, okay, we'll just do this and that percent. You know what I mean? And we thought that was going to fly. It didn't. It flew until an investor was interested. And when an investor comes in, they get a percent. Well, now the conversation has shifted to where is the percent going to come from? You know what I mean? And so I was like, Lord, please let us get through this because this mission is bigger than these.
Right. The percentages and the money.
I know one of the things my investor said was, and I've known him a long time, but he said, you know, I think sometimes as about women of color, we're trying to hold on to 100% of everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. But do you want 100% of a cat or 20% of an elephant? So 100% of 100% of 20,000, or do you want 5% of 500 million one day? Like, you got to really think about that when you... And when I first got the idea for this, I was like, oh, off the bat, this is a $100 million plus company one day. You know, I knew it from as soon as the idea came to my head. And so, but I also knew we would need investors to get there.
And are you particularly looking for investors because of the size of the investment you're trying to make? Like, you're trying to have, you know, X amount built out inventory in a warehouse at the time of launch, or just have it be able to be purchased? Or is it more so because of the other layers of the business you plan to develop later on?
It was a few things. One, I knew I didn't want to. I'm turning 41. I just want to say that, y'all, because I've been sacrificing a lot of my life, you know, and I knew I didn't want to be in the trenches again, you know, packing up products in my living room. I was like, we got to find a fulfillment center. I don't want to become a slave to my business. So I wanted enough to bring in a team. Two, I was afraid that once the word got out and women actually started taking this and seeing the results, that the word, it was going to fly fast. And you don't want to be the period brand that every time they come to your website, you're sold out. After they know what it feels like now to have a great period. Like, girl, they're going to be at your front door trying to get, like, it's people like, I know you can send me the samples. It's people that are actually on our samples now. And they're like, girl, how much can I pay you $300 for? I know you got more samples in there. So it was more of me wanting us to have enough inventory to meet demand when after this product start, the testimonials started rolling in. That was the biggest concern. And I felt my sister said the same thing, you know, a bigger company could see the buzz and could totally come along, a Procter & Gamble or something, and create something similar. And there you go. Mm-hmm. Or they'll try to buy you out very early. Like they see it, they see ingredients, they see the audience, and they try to buy you out. And when you don't, Amazon has done this so many times. They'll try to buy you out while you're small. And if you say no, they will put tactics in place so that I think they did it with a diaper brand to kind of run you out of business.
I was just in an article about that recently. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The small business over that.
Man, it absolutely. So
there goes my Amazon sponsorship.
My bad. So it was me when I knew the how big I wanted this brand to be and what extensions, and it was more for me, it was more about education, and we're using this product to give the education. It wasn't about the money or anything like that, but I just knew with what we wanted to do, we was going to need some type of investor. And for me, I'm not jumping off the ledge and trying to start with millions of dollars in an investor, because I need a slow, just trickle the money to me. see what I can do with, you know, a little investment. And from there, I think I just was listening to your episode with Curl Mix, and she was talking about getting a $25,000 investment from Arlen Hamilton. So that, you know, that's a small, like, that's money small. That's so, and then you work your way up to the 3 millions and the 5 millions. I want to tell you, like, first, just thank you for the type of interviews you do with these business owners. Because
thank you.
No one was having these conversations when I first sold my website. You know, and I didn't know what that meant. Like, the only person I had ever known to sell a brand was Lisa Price to L'Oreal, and they were calling her a sellout, you know? So I was like, well, maybe because he's Black that I'm not going to get that backlash of, you know, selling my brand. But back then, people were looking at you selling your brand as you sold out. Like, that's we trying to exit strategy out here. Like, that's the goal.
What was that? Like, a lot of this is a strategy that, you know, other persuasions have been using for forever. And it, you know, why has it become that way? But that's a different conversation.
Yeah, I mean.
What I do want to ask before we get into the lightning round, right? Because we could talk forever.
But I do want to have you back.
Okay. You mentioned the fact that people are going to need this. I mean, we have periods every month. So. Is the plan also a subscription model? Because I think
absolutely. Well,
you know, if I know something works,
that's why we need the investment. Because for me, I would love to have 30-40% of our customers be subscription. Absolutely. It's something you have to take daily, because it's that's a whole other podcast episode. But it's something. It's working daily to balance your hormones. So,
Okay.
It's like a daily multivitamin for women.
Got it. And I love the fact that you were candid and talked about partnership, because, you know, I have not entered into a partnership before, but one thing I did learn in business school, and I always, you know, I try not never to be like, oh, I learned this in school, because learning stuff in a class is way different than going through it, right? But one thing that always stood out from this particular class was the fact that one, he compared, you know, partnership to getting in a marriage, right? Like, do you want to be married to this person? And also talked about how hard it is, right? Like, I think it's something like 90% fail, right? But, and that's just being real and transparent. Like, the things you have to, from the onset, think about are things like who's getting what equity, who, you know, how are you splitting this up when investors come on? And then finally, you actually need to... As you become partners and you put things in writing about how things are going to run in the company, you also at that same time have to write down your exit strategy. So it's kind of like the prenup.
Absolutely. You have to write down
what happens if you break up.
What happens absolutely. If
a, you know, you don't see eye to eye anymore, or someone wants to move on to a different company. And so it's tough.
I mean, you hit all the points of things that you have to work out in the beginning, not after like the product has flown off steps. You got to do this in the beginning.
At the onset,
like you said, if it doesn't work out, is there a buyout of one of the founders? Mm-hmm. Is there a vesting schedule? Like it's not as simple as just a handshake, like we gonna do this.
Right. Or a little quick contract. Like, you have to
an attorney
has seen partnerships fail. So they're going to tell you all the different things you have to think about, even, you know, where you're going to mediate with which city, which country, if you have an issue.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad.
So thank you for raising that.
Yes, absolutely.
So I guess, you know, that class was helpful. Now, I want to say that what we've learned in this episode so far from you, you know, we've even seen the transition in how you talk about your businesses. So you've gone from being like in your business daily, burning yourself out, to now with your third brand that you're starting, you knew from the start, you didn't want to be a slave to the business. You needed to start a business and think about how you're going to get the capital so you can make sure that you're not literally doing everything yourself. You also went into it with the lens of making sure it was a proven, wanted product before you did all that investment in it and you went down that road. So I just want to clap you.
Yeah,
you
know, even
like clap it up for Nicole.
We also sampled women, so we had to keep tweaking the formula, but we sampled different women on the product for a couple of months and things like that. So yeah, I'm doing all the right the right all things the right this time.
The helpful things that save absolutely. You pain
down the line.
And again, you have to I want to say this really quick. When you're starting a business, think of the life you want for yourself. And I knew the life I wanted for myself had freedom to it. So I knew we had to get a fulfillment center. I knew it would have to go straight from manufacturer to the fulfillment center. And they would handle the shipping. They would handle the returns. Because I'm just in a different space in my life where I don't want to be tied to sales coming in and me having to, you know, pack and go to the post office. Right. So I think just knowing what you want for your life helps you put the things in place in your business so that you can create that. It might be just digital products, you know, versus physical. Those things matter. Yeah.
So why do you think you are so fearless when it comes to pivoting? Like, what, how can you get up and just say, I'm going to start this now? Like, so many of us are multi-passionate, yet we stay in a lane for a long, long time to the point where we start feeling like we can't change. How are you able to just reinvent yourself?
Because the things I do are never about me. It's always me trying to serve people. So I'm moving in my purpose and my calling. And so the thing with XO Nicole, when I launched XO Nicole, at the time there was not any sites that Black women can go to really get their you had your Essence, but it was filled with celebrity news. I was like, where's this site I'm going to send my young, cousin or sister and she get to see women talking about their menstrual cycles, their sex, relationships, yeast infections. The first week we came out the gate with an article on yeast infections, and I had never and I remember thinking, wait, that's what that is? That I had, like, I had never so I was like, where can they talk about these things? And so I saw the void and the need for Black women, and that we deserve more than this just celebrity news and gossip, which is what I was serving them on the site prior to this one. With this one, I saw the need for educating women of color about their holistic, well, their health and holistic ways to heal themselves through food and vitamins. Mm-hmm. You tell me any pain you have, and I could probably tell you a vitamin to take it away. Any complication you have, I'm like the I'm the vitamin cartel. So, so I was like, how can I make taking vitamins look cool? And that's what led me into my happy flow, just to want to educate Black women on their periods and fibroids and those type of things. So it's more of me moving in my purpose and my calling, and so. It trumps any fear I have, or any fear of losing all my money and all those other things, because I know God has given me these missions. You know, He always got another mission for me.
Yep. So we're going to wrap up this episode with the lightning round. You know the deal. You just answer the very first thing that comes to mind. So are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So number one, what is a resource that is helping you build My Happy Flow that you can share with the Side Hustle Pro audience?
Honestly, I just started trying ClickUp. I'm sure you've heard of it, a project management software, but it allows me to kind of manage all the different projects from fulfillment and the stages that we're in, manufacturing, content marketing, SEO, like, and just I'm seeing things, people who work with me when they're when I assign them a project, once they complete it or they start working on it, they move the status. So I always know, and it's linked to Slack. So I always know what's being worked on at what throughout the day or any given day. And I use it for X on the Call as well to help manage our campaigns and things. So I would say ClickUp along with Slack right now is like my resource.
Number two, who is a Black woman entrepreneur that you admire and why?
Y'all already know what my answer is going to be. And you know what? She should be so proud of herself. She should be so proud of herself because she's birthed so many entrepreneurs in her lifetime. So, but that would be my leap till, of course. And I mean,
Number three, what would you say is a non-negotiable part of your day these days?
A non-negotiable part of my day is definitely my morning routine. I get up, I take a lot of vitamins, y'all. I'm a pill popper. But just getting up and pouring into myself before I give my day away to everybody else. And so that sometimes means not checking social media or emails until I have drank my water, ate my breakfast, gone to the gym, and really, you know, my gym time is when I listen to podcasts like yours. So that gives me the opportunity. Yeah. I was on the treadmill listening to you and Jerry this morning. so that's a nine out of an
apology. I love that. Yeah.
Because if you don't, you just never find a time. You know what I mean? And you're.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yep. Yeah.
And speaking of that, number four, what is a personal habit? Like something, a personal trait about you that you think has been one of the key reasons for your success?
Definitely my resilience. And just, I'm never afraid to, I always say jump off the ledge for my ideas. I don't know if the parachute is going to open, but I'm going to jump off that ledge for any idea I have. And I think that's what's kind of slowed me down even when I, the media company started launching, because as a creator, you can just freely, but when you start hiring people, you can't jump off the ledge because they're going to have to jump with you. And not everybody's ready to jump. So it was hard. That was a hard transition for me.
And then final question before we wrap for tonight. What is your parting advice for fellow Black women entrepreneurs who want to, you know, go from side hustle to full time, but are scared to make that leap, scared to make that pivot and lose that steady paycheck?
I definitely say, again, identify what your zone of genius is and why you want to, because I think sometimes people look at entrepreneurship like, I just want the freedom. But making sure that what your business you're starting is in line with the dream life, the vision of the dream life you have for yourself. And if it doesn't, how can you make it align? And again, we talked about it earlier when with me, I wanted to start a new company, but I knew all these different things I had to put in place so that I could still work towards that dream life that I had in my head versus being in the trenches again.
Yes. Oh, so, so important. I mean, that is key. And I thank you so much, Nicole, for being in the guest chair. This has been awesome. I really think that you dropped so many important lessons that I cannot wait for everyone to hear. And where can people connect with you after this episode if they want to stay in touch and learn more and know when My Happy Flow officially launches?
Yes, they definitely. My personal Instagram is Hello Nicole, HelloNecole. But I will say that My Happy Flow is spelled My Happy Flow is FLO. So it's myhappyflow.co on Instagram as well as the website. And I'm super excited. It should be the official launch is my birthday when I turn 41. And it's very special for me because my mom passed from breast cancer at the age of 41. So this is kind of my gift to her in launching this brand.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And I will link to that in the show notes. So there you have it, you guys. You can get all the resources and everything that Nicole mentioned in today's show notes. And I will talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-foot Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.